everyone, and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
So today we've got number 9 in our very popular Office series.
That's right. Not just very popular, but like world's most popular.
Oh, right. I think.
I haven't really asked too many people, outside of our listeners, but right. I assume it's world popular now.
It probably is. So today we are going to talk about a speech.
And not just any speech, right? This is, recently we did, end of the year, but this is end of a different year, right?
Right, right. So this is the end of the lunar year.
Or the Chinese year.
Yeah. So in today's lesson, Karen is going to be giving a pre-dinner speech to the company employees.
Right, because this is, I think everybody knows this is a pretty traditional annual thing, company dinner. And then, of course, the leader has to make a speech.
Right.
So in this lesson today, we've got, I think actually it's a pretty standard speech format.
Right, and there's a lot of useful phrases, too, because we know a lot of companies, a lot of you guys might be managers or bosses yourselves. You're going to be having these dinners and, saying these speeches.
Okay, so why don't we take a listen to Karen's speech and see if we can find anything particularly useful to us.
All right. Everyone, I can tell you can hardly wait to dig in and enjoy the delicious feast in front of you. But I'd like to take a brief moment to say a few words. This past year has presented many challenges and opportunities for us. We went from being a fledgling little startup to an up-and-coming brand recognized by consumers and many industry peers. What we have achieved has far surpassed the expectations I had at the beginning of the year. As the Chinese saying goes, you need to be at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. And this is exactly what we have. So I'd like to thank everyone for their hard work and dedication this past year. All the overtime you've worked, going above and beyond for the team, not only doing it because it's your job, but because you believe in our mission. I'm confident that we'll achieve bigger and better things in the new year. Our team, every single one of you, gives me that confidence. Let's raise our glasses. Here's to an even greater year ahead. Cheers! All right, so Karen starts off with a very, very great few phrases.
What's the first one?
I can tell that you can hardly wait to dig in.
Okay, so dig in here means to start eating, right? Okay, guys, dig in.
Right.
You can say this in almost any, food-related situation. But the point is that when she's about to make her speech, the food is already on the table. Probably everybody's pretty hungry.
Yeah.
And they've been waiting for this food for a while. But, it's customary or it's polite to wait for the boss to give the speech first.
Yes. So she uses a phrase, hardly wait.
Okay. So hardly wait here means kind of like almost not.
Right.
Right? You almost can't.
Wait.
You can't wait.
Right.
Exactly. It's like if you go into a room where everybody is smoking, you can hardly breathe.
Exactly. We can also say barely here. They're pretty much interchangeable.
Right. They just mean, only just or almost not.
Right. So what are they about to dig into?
Well, they have a delicious feast.
So this is going to be not just a meal, but a very fancy and very big meal.
Yeah, that's
usually
right.
Dinner.
Yeah, exactly. I would say, 95% of the time it is dinner. But you can always use this phrase as a bit of a joke too. if you're having Christmas dinner alone, and you're just having your, scrambled eggs and tomato.
Yes.
You can call it a feast if you want.
Yeah, I guess in a sarcastic way.
Sure.
Right?
And you could also use it as a verb, come to think of it, right? Feast
oh, yes.
on
yes,
the
yes.
feast.
Now she continues to say, I'd like to take a brief moment to say a few words.
Okay, so the speaker is pretty much always going to say this, right? Like, I want to take a brief moment, meaning this is not going to take very long.
Or we hope it's not going to take too long.
It's not going to take too long. Yeah, I know you guys want to eat, but, you know, first I have to say something.
Right, give me a few moments.
All right, so she gives a pretty standard opening to her speech here, right?
Right.
This past year has presented many challenges and opportunities.
Right.
I assume that's what Karen sounds like.
Yeah, and you know, every company has their own challenges and opportunities. You could use this no matter what industry you're in.
Exactly. And if you have been following our series here, you know that Karen's company has gone from being a fledgling little startup to an up-and-coming brand.
Okay. So they started small. They were a little startup. Here we use the word fledgling.
Fledgling. It might be kind of hard to pronounce, but fledgling.
Fledgling. Now I think of a baby bird.
Me too. Yeah, me too. Like duckling. I don't know if other birds have lings. But in any case, like, we almost always use it with startup. You always hear these two words together.
Like fledgling startup.
Fledgling startup.
Mm-hmm.
Like at one point, Facebook was a fledgling startup.
That's true.
Hard to imagine.
But now they are an up-and-coming brand recognized by both consumers and industry peers.
Okay, so up-and-coming. They are almost there.
Yeah.
They are developing. They're growing. You can see the up in the phrase.
Yeah.
They're coming. So they're not quite there yet. There may be something that's, you know, just about to be famous, just about to be really popular, but just not quite there yet.
Right. It's like kind of one of those companies you should keep your eyes on.
Exactly. Okay, so recognized. What could we say here?
In this case, it's their company is a brand that people know.
They know it.
Yeah.
So we could almost think of recognized as just known.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that's a pretty good way to look at it too. Now, one thing about recognized is we often use this word with different prepositions.
Yes, we do.
So here we've got recognized by consumers. You know, you're recognized by someone. But we could also say, you know, recognized for.
Right, for something that you did.
That you did. You could also be recognized as.
Yes. So, for example, if Joe is a really hardworking employee and, you know, gets employee of the year or something, he has been recognized as the best employee of the year.
Right. So in any case, whatever preposition you use, it's always about, you know, knowing. Everybody knows Joe is the best employee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody recognizes Brenda for all of her hard work.
Yes. Now, I like that she uses industry peers here.
Mm.
What's another way of saying an industry peer?
I guess competitor.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Rival, we've said once or twice in some of these lessons.
Right, rival implies a little bit more competition.
Right, but industry peers here, you know, when you think about your peer group, you know, when you're young, it's just the people, you know, who are the same age as you. You know, as you grow up, it tends to be maybe not your coworkers, but the people who have the same kinds of jobs.
Oh, yeah. So you mentioned that your peers could be just someone who's kind of in the same category as you.
Mm.
And that means that it doesn't necessarily have to be a rival.
Right.
In the direct sense.
Okay.
Perhaps you're in the same field or industry and you provide different services or products, but they are similar.
The same thing. So, you know, my company makes shampoo, Diana's company makes conditioner.
Right.
We're not competitors, but, right, we're peers.
Mm-hmm. Now, she goes on to say that what we have achieved has far surpassed the expectations I had at the beginning of the year.
Okay, so another pretty standard line. You know, I had these expectations, the things I thought about. I thought we will achieve this.
Right, these goals that I had in mind.
Exactly. And we have surpassed them.
So we have exceeded them.
Exceeded them. You know, we did way better than I originally thought.
Mm-hmm.
But not only did we surpass here, I don't know what order is to or the best order to do this in, because we also have this word far.
Oh,
far,
yes.
Surpassed. This is going to be our grammar point for the day. This is an adverb that we can only use with a few verbs, right?
Yeah. So these verbs kind of have to mean exceed.
Right, exactly. So, you know, like far surpassed. We could also say far exceed. You know, the speed at which he was driving far exceeded the speed limit.
Right. Or other verbs that have the prefix out.
Yes. So like outweigh.
Yes.
Now, this doesn't have to mean like, you know, physically weigh more. It could mean like the needs of the many far outweigh the needs of the few.
Mm, yeah, of course. So for more ways of using far with a verb, go ahead and check out our grammar section.
Okay, back to surpassed for a second.
Mm.
Because, you know, Diana did say that this means an awful... well, it's pretty similar to exceed.
Yeah.
Now, where is a place we could use surpass instead of exceed?
Okay, so for example, China's economy right now is the second in the world.
Okay.
But most people think that within the next X years, like within the next decade, they will surpass America's economy.
Okay.
Now, if we use exceed here, it wouldn't really work.
Doesn't really make sense.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it will exceed the... I mean, you might be able to say, like, exceed growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some specific words will work that way. But when we're just talking about the economy, you know, in general.
Right.
Yeah, we generally use surpass.
I think you bring up a good point, which is when you use exceed, you kind of have to have something that you are exceeding.
Right.
Like growth, whereas the entire economy is like a noun. It's a whole thing. It's not a specific thing.
Okay, hope you guys find that useful. Before we move on, let's just add one more. How about obstacles?
Oh.
You don't really exceed obstacles.
Right.
You can overcome obstacles, but you will often hear people say surpass obstacles as well.
Right. Now, one reason why I think we can't use exceed obstacles is because exceed is usually kind of like a more linear thing.
Mm.
Like an obstacle is something you have to kind of jump over.
Okay.
So you can surpass obstacles, but exceed you would use for maybe speed limit.
Right.
Like you exceed the speed limit.
Okay. Like the speed limit is not, you know, like a turtle.
Right. It's a number.
It's a number.
You can go past it.
Right. Whereas if the, you know, the road was being blocked by a very slow cow, you could surpass the cow and,
right.
and keep going. Okay, guys, hope you find that helpful. Now, Karen continues by saying, well, I guess, is Karen Chinese? Do we know that?
I don't know.
I think Karen's Chinese. Okay. In any case, Karen decides to use an English translation of a Chinese saying.
Right. So she says, as the Chinese saying goes, you need to be at the right place at the right time with the right people.
Okay, so should we let them think for a second?
Yeah.
Do you guys know what saying she's talking about? Maybe if we switched right time and right place, maybe it will make more sense. Do you guys have it? I think some of them do.
Either way, if you guys think you know that saying, you can leave your comment below.
Now, there is one problem with this translation, right? And that is, if we wanted to do like a really direct translation, we would say, you know, at the right time, at the right place, with the right people. The problem is in English, we usually say, you know, at the right place, at the right time.
Mm-hmm,
we usually do time after place.
Yes. So it does sound a little awkward when you say you need to be at the right time at the right place.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So if you want to say this in English, make sure you put place first and then time.
Okay, let's just go back to this, you know, actual introductory phrase she gives. As the saying goes, right? You don't have to have Chinese in here, right? You could just say, as the saying goes, Mary had a little lamb. Like, it doesn't matter. It's a good way to say there is a famous saying, a famous expression, a famous proverb.
Mm-hmm.
I am now going to say it.
Yeah, we could also even say, they say.
Right, they say.
You know what they say.
Yeah. And just one other thing here, guys. This word saying is actually like really, really useful because it covers, you know, all different kinds of, you know, like expressions.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, just whatever you do, don't say there is a sentence.
Okay, yeah.
Because a sentence is, you know, just like a sentence that, you know, a student wrote on the board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a Chinese sentence. No. A saying is fine.
Right. Saying is the right word here to use. Now, she continues to thank her employees for their hard work and dedication.
Okay, so this is almost, you know, a set phrase in and of itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hard work and dedication. You will always hear these two words together.
Yes, that's true.
So hard work, I'm sure you guys all understand hard work. And dedication is, it's pretty related.
Mm-hmm, right. Now, dedication has a lot to do with being committed and loyal to something.
Yes, exactly. So because you are so committed, because you are loyal, you are willing to give your time and your energy to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, for example, there are some people who dedicate their life to a certain cause.
Sure.
For example, Bill Gates has dedicated his life to philanthropy.
Oh, right. So the Bill Gates example is good there because you added the word to, right? Dedicated to something. So that's always a great thing. Someone is dedicated to the company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my life's work has been dedicated to finding a cure for baldness.
Okay. All right. Now, that is a good cause for a lot of the fellas out there.
Fellas.
So back to dedication, we could say that it takes a lot of dedication to master a skill.
Okay. That's right. So by the way, we do have a lesson called the 10,000 hour rule.
Yes.
So it's a little bit higher level, but maybe if you guys just want to try to push yourself a little bit, maybe give that one a listen. Okay, Karen continues to thank everybody there by saying that they have gone above and beyond, or rather saying, you know, hey, thanks, guys. Thank you for your going above and beyond.
Right. So when you go above and beyond, you are doing not just what's asked of you, but even more.
Even more, right? So more than what's needed, more than what's expected.
Mm-hmm.
You have gone above and beyond. Time and time again, I want to write one of these speeches. I like these speeches.
So her employees are going above and beyond because they don't view it as just their job, right? They believe in the mission.
Okay, Karen, you seem pretty confident there. I think right now these guys are more, the only mission they care about is, you know, digging in, as we said before. Okay, but a mission is like, well, it's bigger than a goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like...
like a vision.
Yeah, like what's the vision of the company?
Yeah, what's your purpose? What do you want to achieve?
So Google says their mission is don't be evil.
And how do they achieve that?
Well, you know, I mean, they open information, I guess.
Okay, all right. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, they're a company. They want to make money. So, like, you know, I think it's always kind of funny. Apple has always been, I don't know if it still is, but think different.
Oh, right.
You know, that's...
innovate.
Innovate, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's their mission. And of course, you know, our mission here at Open Language is to, you know, encourage you guys to speak the best English you could possibly speak.
Mm-hmm. And bringing you all these native speaker phrases and ways of expressing yourself.
And speaking of expressing, like, I probably just expressed... our mission there in a really poorly, and I'm sure Jenny is just like cringing right now. So yeah, maybe that is not exactly our mission. That is definitely our goal. We can say that.
Yes. All right. I think that's just about it for this lesson. Let's go ahead and listen to the speech one more time.
All right. Let's dig in.
Music.
everyone. I can tell you can hardly wait to dig in and enjoy the delicious feast in front of you. But I'd like to take a brief moment to say a few words. This past year has presented many challenges and opportunities for us. We went from being a fledgling little startup to an up-and-coming brand recognized by consumers and many industry peers. What we have achieved has far surpassed the expectations I had at the beginning of the year. As the Chinese saying goes, you need to be at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. And this is exactly what we have. So I'd like to thank everyone for their hard work and dedication this past year. All the overtime you've worked, going above and beyond for the team, not only doing it because it's your job, but because you believe in our mission. I'm confident that we'll achieve bigger and better things in the new year. Our team, every single one of you, gives me that confidence. Let's raise our glasses. Here's to an even greater year ahead. Cheers! Alright, so this lesson in our office series was basically about giving a speech.
Right, and all the kinds of, you know, like common phrases that you're going to hear in pretty much every speech.
Mm-hmm, right.
And even that, you know, like the whole time that we were talking about this dialogue, I was imagining that I was one of the listeners, mm-hmm. right, sitting at the table with my food right in front of me.
It smells so good.
It smells so good. You're so hungry. You know, like
you're drooling.
You're drooling. Dinner started late. The speeches started late. They always do.
Yeah.
And you know, and Karen knows that. The speaker always knows that. So, I mean, even that phrase she said at the beginning, you know, I can tell, or, you know, I know you guys can hardly wait to eat.
Yeah.
Just let me take, you know, a brief moment to say thank you. It sounds kind of classy to me.
Yeah. Now, speaking of making speeches, we want to know if you have ever made a speech for your company.
That's right. And double points, bonus points, if you have used English to give that speech.
Ooh, yes, that's right. And if you did use English, what other kind of phrases did you use?
Okay, guys, leave your comments below. Don't forget those questions either.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.